Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's a young person here who has grown up here and wants to contribute to this society, wants to maybe start a business that will create jobs for other folks who are looking for work. That's the right thing to do. Giving certainty to our farmers and our ranchers. Making sure that in addition to border security, we're creating a comprehensive framework for legal immigration. These are all the right things to do. We have always drawn strength from being a nation of immigrants, as well as a nation of laws, and that's going to continue. And my hope is that Congress recognizes that and gets behind this effort.
All right, so there's the president commenting on his planned change to the administration's immigration policy, which had talk radio buzzing all weekend long. Not much the president can do to boost the economy in the next 5 months, and that alone may cost him the election. But on a range of social issues like immigration, maybe he can have some impact, and you can be sure they're studying that. So immigration reform is where we get started. This hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our review of basically the weekend overview of news talk, the responses from various folks, including the other presidential candidate, Mitt Romney, made the big conversation as well. So here's Romney's initial response to the president's immigration announcement.
I'd like to see legislation that deals with this issue, and I happen to agree with Marco Rubio as he looked at this issue. He said that this is an important matter, that we have to find a long-term solution, but that the president's action makes reaching a long-term solution more difficult. If I'm president, we'll do our very best to have that kind of long-term solution that provides certainty and clarity for the people who come into this country through no fault of their own by virtue of the action of their parents.
All right, certainty and clarity. That's how Mitt Romney describes it. How would you describe what President Obama is suggesting? How would you describe Mitt Romney's comments? If you feel politically challenged and politically acute, then help yourself to 800-510-8255. That's the tradition here. We talk about what's going on in the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented talk radio, so-called political talk radio. And then the opportunity is here, is there, wherever you are, to give us your two cents with. Help yourself. 800-510-8255. We go to CBS's Face the Nation now. Bob Schieffer talking to Mitt Romney about what he would do if he were president versus what the president is proposing. Again, we're back to immigration. This is a classic example of why so many people have a problem with Mitt Romney. How many times does Schieffer have to ask him if he'd repeal Obama's immigration policy?
The president said Friday the government will no longer seek to deport 800,000 of these young illegal immigrants who were brought into this country by their parents. I think you said this is just a short-term solution to a long-term problem. But would you repeal this order if you became president?
Well, let's step back and look at the issue. I mean, first of all, we have to secure the border. We need to have an employment verification system to make sure that those that are working here in this country are here legally. And then with regards to these kids who were brought in by their parents through no fault of their own, there needs to be a long-term solution so they know what their status is. This is something Congress has been working on, and I thought we were about to see some proposals brought forward by Senator Marco Rubio and by Democrat senators. But the president jumped in and said, I'm going to take this action. He called it a stopgap measure. I don't know why he feels stopgap measures are the right way to go.
Well, what would you do about it?
Well, as you know, he was president for the last 3.5 years, did nothing on immigration. 2 years he had a Democrat's House and Senate, did nothing on a permanent or long-term basis. But what I would do is I'd make sure that by coming into office, I would work with Congress to put in place a long-term solution for the children of those that have come here illegally. And I've said, for instance, that those who serve in the military, I would give a permanent residence.
Sure. But would you repeal this?
Well, it would be overtaken by events, if you will, by virtue of my putting in place a long-term solution with legislation which creates law that relates to these individuals such that they know what their setting is going to be, not just for the term of a president, but on a permanent basis.
I won't keep on about this, but just to make sure I understand, would you leave this in place while you worked out a long-term solution, or would you just repeal it?
We'll look at that. We'll look at that setting as we reach that. But my anticipation is, I'd come into office and say, we need to get this done on a long-term basis, not this kind of a stopgap measure. What the president did, he should have worked on this years ago. If he felt seriously about this, he should have taken action when he had a Democrat House and Senate. But he didn't. He saves these sort of things until 4.5 months before the general election.
Well, why did you think he did that?
Well, I think the timing is pretty clear. If he really wanted to make a solution that dealt with these kids or with illegal immigration in America, then this is something he would have taken up in his first 3.5 years, not in his last few months.
So he did it for politics.
Well, that's certainly a big part of the equation.
800-510-8255. So what do you think of the idea that President Obama has put forth and then this response? Both Mitt Romney didn't look great in that interview. And Obama hasn't looked great. Neither one of them look great because they're not great. Neither of them are great leaders. So picking once again the least of the worst instead of the best of the best, which is kind of a disgusting reality when you look at our whole system, how it's a rush to the bottom. 800-510-8255. So the immigration policy has been a big discussion. Not much President Obama, as I said, can do in the next 5 months, but is this the right step? You'll talk about it, and you'll think about it. You can connect with us by sending an email also to Doug@DougStephan.com. It's 13 after the hour.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more with quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for Monday, the 18th of June. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing the hot hits from the weekend. The discussion often, as I've said, pretty much, I think I underscore on Mondays especially, driven by the talk programs, the Sunday morning news programs on the various television networks, and everybody tees off from there. I asked a question, or maybe, I guess you'd say I made a statement about both candidates, Walt and Key West. You agree with that?
Well, personally, I feel that they're both opposite sides of the same coin. They're just selling America down the river for the interests of corporations, bankers, real estate, anywhere to get the big money real fast.
So where do we go? What would it, if you were king of the world for a day, who would you make president? Who would you want to see as president?
I'd like to see somebody like Ron Paul president, to be honest with you.
Right,
I believe he has the right idea.
Yep, I think you're on the right page with that. I'd agree with you. Frank in Leesburg, your thoughts?
Yes, first of all, I have to say, this is why I tune to this station in the mornings when I get up, because I was up at 5 and groggy, and now I am completely and wide awake with this kind of stimulation of the mind and wanting to talk about these issues. And I thank my 790, the local station, for having your show on.
Good.
What I want to say is what you said about them both being wishy-washy, and it is disappointing with Romney, because I wish he would have come out and been more bold and come out right away the very day that the president proposed this stuff and said, even if he didn't want to come out and say it's unconstitutional, he could have at least said it's extra constitutional, and he should say, yes, I will repeal it, because it's not an act of the president.
Maybe there'll be more statements on that today. Thanks for your comments, sir. From ABC's This Week, George Stephanopoulos talks to Obama advisor David Plouffe about Romney's comments.
Governor Romney has already criticized it. This morning he's out in a new interview saying it was political, that if the president was serious about immigration reform, he would have gotten it done before now. What's your response?
Well, George, it's ironic coming from Governor Romney, who said he would veto the DREAM Act, whose immigration policy during the primary seemed to consist of just sending 11 million people home, asking them to self-deport. We tried, as you know, you've covered it. We've tried as hard as we can to pass both the DREAM Act and comprehensive immigration reform. Congress has refused. Now, this is not a permanent solution. This simply gives the Homeland Security and our law enforcement officials the opportunity to enforce the law with some discretion and allows these young people who came here many times early in their life, who want to serve in our military and work in our businesses and study in our colleges, the ability to apply for a two-year period for work authorization. So we still need a permanent fix. The president would sign the DREAM Act tomorrow, the next day, the day after that. That's ultimately the only way to fix this, is for congressional action. But in the interim, this is a smart step by the Homeland Security.
But other Republicans have said it's an overstepping of the president's constitutional authority. Senator Jeff Sessions of the Senate Judiciary Committee says the president is a prosecutorial policy not to enforce plain law. And the president did seem to suggest last year that he couldn't take this kind of action on his own.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system, that for me to simply, through executive order, ignore those congressional mandates would not conform with my appropriate role as president.
But isn't that what the president's doing now?
It's not, George. What the president was speaking about is he couldn't, through executive order, essentially establish the DREAM Act. And that's not what we did this week. You know, our attorneys, the Homeland Security attorneys, are absolutely confident this is within our authority to use some discretion. And this builds on a series of steps we've taken to try and make sure that we're focusing on tougher border security, that we are deporting criminals, people who pose a threat to our community, not people who are just trying to live the American dream. So this, again, this is not a permanent fix. This, for a two-year period, allows people to try and apply for work authorization. All of those applications will be reviewed. But we need Congress to act here.
All right. So is this a political gamble that might fire up conservatives? A lot of them are cool to Mitt Romney, at least at the moment anyway. Democrats think it's more likely to inspire enthusiasm among groups that are crucial to Obama's victory.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 with our focus on the immigration policy and the presidential race. Pretty certain stuff for Monday morning with lots of discussion over the weekend. Some of your favorite talk radio and talk television programs. I thought it was interesting. Roberto Unger, who was President Obama's former Harvard law professor, said in an interview over the weekend, the president must be defeated. He appears to have turned against Obama, according to a recent YouTube video. The president must be defeated in the coming election. Unger taught at Harvard Law School. He was in this video posted a week or so ago, failed to advance the progressive cause in America. Unger said that Obama must lose the election in order for the voice of Democratic prophecy to speak once again in American life. What do you think of that statement? 800-510-8255. Here's radio host John McDonald talking to ABC's David Curley about the heckler. Remember last Friday, most people saw this. The president made the announcement about the changes in immigration. I don't know if this is a heckler, but this guy was representing a right-of-center news operation, and so it became kind of embarrassing.
I wondered if you were at the scene when the president made the enforcement of immigration law announcement outside the White House.
I was. I was in the Rose Garden with about another, 20, 30 other reporters and a bunch of camera folks. You bet. I was there for the whole thing, John, including that interruption.
Tell us what, I mean, was everybody shocked to hear him just yell?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The guy was standing right in front of me. Let's go through what happened and then what they say, and then I'm going to make bring the truth to light. All right, so the president is giving his comments, his statement about why he's going to change the immigration deportation rules on young, undocumented folks. And in the middle of his statement, obviously he wasn't done. It was clear that he wasn't done. This guy, his name is Neil Monroe. He works for the Daily Caller, which is Tucker Carlson's website.
Right.
Shouts out a question to the president. Why, the question, and he's standing right in front of me. I mean, right in front of me. The question was, why are you favoring foreigners over Americans for jobs, in essence, was the question. Not only did he ask it once, he asked it a second time. The president, was obviously angered by this, told him this is not the kind of questions. I'm not done with my statement. I'm going to continue to speak. He continued to interrupt him in that period. Then the president goes on with his statement. And near the end of his statement, he answers the guy's question and says, this is the reason, da, 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 da. And as he's answering the question, this guy interrupts him again. So,
and that's when the president said, I'm not debating you. I'm answering your question.
Correct. So, yes, were we all surprised? Sure. Ask this guy who he is on his way out. He says he's Neil Monroe. from the Daily Caller. The Daily Caller, Monroe, put out a statement. Monroe's statement was, I had no intention of interrupting the president or being rude. I thought he was done with the statement, and I was just trying to ask a question. Tucker Carlson invokes the name of one of my colleagues, Sam Donaldson, and saying, you know, it's not like Sam Donaldson doesn't do this. Nothing could be further from the truth with both of those statements. And by the way, Monroe, I tried to get him to call me, he finally emailed me saying, I was not trying to interrupt the president. I wasn't trying to be rude. I was trying to get an answer, a question answered. Their statements are upside down. These guys call them journalists. This is completely the opposite of what happened.
Well,
he did interrupt the president. He was rude. He continued to interrupt the president, and you could call that heckling. And Sam Donaldson never would interrupt the president in the middle of a statement. Listen, I've done my fair share of yelling out and questions at presidents
right.
when they're done with their statement, and they know they're going to get that. And here is the worst part of the whole thing, John. The guy asked the wrong question. The right question is, Mr. President, last year you said you couldn't do this. How come you can do it 140 days plus before an election?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question to ask.
Right.
So now the president's so angry, he's certainly not taking any questions at all. He's out of there. We don't get to ask our questions. So, you know, I found this whole thing to be just a concoction for publicity for a website.
Not a bad way of judging what happened. You may be right on that. David Curley talking to radio host John McDonald. Back to more of the Sunday morning programs in a matter of moments. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talk Radio in Review at 28 past the hour.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low-price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Top 10 every weekend, and during the course of the week, we take apart a couple of these, sometimes three, depends on what's going on, the big hits in talk radio, and over the weekend, usually it's presidential race material, and this is no exception. We're looking or listening to discussion of the various immigration proposals. The president started this ball rolling on Friday, then there is the sidebar issue of the heckler or whatever he was, news reporter. 800-510-8255. Here's from NBC's Meet the Press, David Gregory talking to Senator John McCain about the president's proposed changes in immigration policy.
The president's top advisors say that this immigration decision was not about politics. It was about enforcement.
The thing that may disturb people after the initial euphoria is over about this is that the President of the United States is now dictating that certain laws will not be enforced. That is a rather serious step. It's one thing to say you're not going to challenge a law in court or something like that, but I don't recall a time when any president has basically said, we're not going to enforce a law that's on the books.
Will the decision stand in your judgment?
Well, it would have to be challenged in court.
What about legislatively? Will you try to do anything?
I don't think that with the agenda that we have, but also the fact is that Marco Rubio and others have been working on an Dream Act. If the president were really serious, maybe he would call him and some of us who have been involved in this issue. I'd remind you that in 2008, the president committed to comprehensive immigration reform. He had overwhelming majorities in both houses of Congress. Nothing was done. No proposal was made. I was asked.
But you've been for comprehensive immigration reform for a long time. You worked with Ted Kennedy. Yep. You worked with President Bush. I mean, the Republican Party moved to the right on this issue and made that impossible. You can't lay that at President Obama, can you?
Well, I can if you have 60 votes in the United States Senate, an overwhelming majority in the House for the first 2 years of your presidency, no matter what the position of the Republican Party was. I think that this is obviously a way to divert attention from very bad news the president's had for the last 3 or 4 weeks. I think that's very clear. What I would like to see is Marco Rubio and others are coming up, both Democrats and Republicans, with a Dream Act that I think we could negotiate on. Everyone has sympathy for the plight of these young people.
Is that the story? John McCain with the story? Is that the real story? 800-510-8255. President Obama and Mitt Romney speaking over the... Is there any authority to either of those two voices, i.e. Romney's or Obama's, when it comes to this sort of thing? And in general, a lot of them have been complaining, a lot of them being the supporters, if you will, the proponents, the guys that work for these two, saying that their words are being taken out of context. Are they victims of a negative news media? 800-510-8255. Oftentimes the Democrats say the Republicans have become pretty extreme. And as Democrats describe the situation, they fall back on some sort of metaphor, referring to Republicans as maniacal. President Obama says the Republicans have a fever that he hopes will break if he is reelected. So do you think that that holds true here? The Republicans of today are not the Republicans that I grew up with, for sure, during the Dwight Eisenhower the era of Republicans and how to change the welfare state, which had been really, after World War II, became very disturbing. And there are a lot of people who have seen times when these people would take a particular stance, they'd have an issue, and they'd work it through Congress. Now, everybody just fights and argues and yells at each other, and that's it. So what do we do is the question. Here's radio host Esme Murphy talking to Pablo Tapio from the Civil Rights for Immigrants organization about concerns he has. The president's announcement changes to immigration policy, obviously the focus of his concern.
What do you think about the president's position and the announcement that he made? And what has been the reaction for you and for people that you're talking to?
Okay, we have held a couple of meetings with the community since that announcement, and in conversations with people via cell phone and through emails. And, you know, after all that our community has gone through, we are pretty skeptical about this. We don't think it's yet a cause to salvation.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, because what this means is that these young people would have to go to immigration authorities and say, hey, here I am, I'm here illegally, and they would, in order to get that 2-year waiver, so they'd get that 2-year waiver, but then is there concern that the president won't be reelected and that perhaps President Romney would rescind this?
Well, I believe I spoke to some of the young people in our community who are undocumented, and they said, you know what, I may not even go because there's no clarity and there's not a clear path to citizenship like the one we've been fighting for in the Dream Act.
All right, and
so I think it's good news. It's kind of like opening the door just a bit, but after all the massive deportations, all these destruction of families in our community, and I'm talking not only about the Latino community, the community abroad has paid a price for those damages close to our community.
And so you think, in fact, that a lot of people are not going?
No.
To do this?
No, they're thinking is to hold a little longer and see what's going to happen in the next coming days. What's going to be announced through Homeland Security and what are the exact specific requirements and how they can counteract or assure that they will not be removed 2 years from now, from when they apply.
These people amaze me, don't they? Now it's our fault that these people came here illegally, in essence. That's Pablo Tapio from the Civil Rights for Immigrants organizations. If you're here illegally, you got all kinds of civil rights. If you're here illegally, there shouldn't be any right. Why should you have any rights? And that question gets asked over and over and over again. 800-510-8255. What's the cause of our biggest political division? I was reading something over the weekend about how it is the places that don't have a lot of population versus the places that are overcrowded. The big cities versus the farms or rural areas. You think that's the way it is? The people in the government of these big cities, are they working? Is this looking at the immigration problem? That's a problem of everywhere, isn't it? Not just the big cities. And so one wonders about what really folks are doing and thinking. We're all Americans. Who needs a government like this? 800-510-8255. The presidential race in focus here on the countdown.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg talking about graduation. Recently, I was at a graduation of preschoolers, and here they were, the four-year-olds that got up on the stage and told the entire audience what their career aspirations are. Most of them, as you would guess, would say either a police person or a fire person or a doctor or a veterinarian. Now, when somebody graduates high school, we say to them, what do you want to be now that you've graduated high school? And you know what? They all have firm plans. Whether it's college, whether it's vocational, doesn't matter. Most of them have an idea. And we admire that. When they don't have an idea, we question it. Now, at our age, right now, if somebody came over to you and said, what do you want to be 5 years from now? If you've got a look on your face that says, I don't know, that is not a good sign. Take a clue and a lesson from preschoolers, high school graduates, and college graduates. Know what you want to be, get their plan for it, educate it, and do it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Progressing along the way to more conversation information about the political season, the presidential race front and center here at 15 before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I thought it was interesting to follow some of the tweets over the weekend. Newt Gingrich addressing social conservatives at the annual Faith and Freedom Coalition Conference, telling the crowd that the failure of Mr. Obama's first term necessitates that he run a cynical campaign this year. Think that's true? On the Sunday morning shows, from, let's see, example is this one, Fox News with Chris Wallace talking to Karl Rove and Juan Williams about President, Freudian slip, about Mr. Romney's claim that as president he'll cut taxes by 20%.
He says he's going to pay, but it's clear he has not laid out the specific loopholes, deductions that he would close the tax expenditures to pay for this dramatic 20% cut in all the tax rates. Does he need to do that?
Well, he needs to be directional about it. I do think right now is a time to be respectful. If you want to be a successful president, start thinking like a successful president now. So it's right for him to be respectful of the House Ways and Means Committee and Dave Camp and his people and say, look, this is my principle, and he's already assigned Greg Mankiw of Harvard and Glenn Hubbard of Columbia to work with House Ways and Means as an open line of communication. And I think it's right to push the Republicans in the House Ways and Means where this would have to start to say, I want you to be my partners. We've agreed on this principle. Now let's begin the process of
dividing. But doesn't he run the risk? Because the failure to set these out allows the president, as he has, to say he's going to give these dramatic cuts, in tax cuts to the wealthy, and he's not paying for them. It's going to explode the deficit.
Yeah, look,
and,
look,
let me just,
yeah.
And also on the spending side, you know, he's calling for the, I forget how much it is, trillions of dollars in spending cuts, and he doesn't say what there is. So then Obama sits there and says to the Democrats, well, let's just take that across the board. That would mean 200,000 jobs here and this big a cut in the National Institutes of Health. I mean, he does raise some problems.
Yeah, well, first of all, I do think that the American people accept it. He needs to talk more about, here's my concept of tax reform, and the principles are probably enough for most of the American people. And he may need to pick out a couple of egregious things and say, you know, why do you get to take your mortgage deduction up to $1 million on your second home, your vacation home? I mean, a couple of those suffice, but the principle will stand. It's better than the president who's got, you know, I'm going to take care of it all with a Buffett rule, which will, quote, take care of our ability to deal with the debt and deficit for the coming decade.
You just didn't answer the question. I'm disappointed.
Yes, I did.
You did not. And the Buffett rule, listen, the president never said
open up your ears. Open up your ears, Wayne.
The Buffett rule is to symbolize the idea that everybody should share in the sacrifice needed to reform
everybody
our
does.
System.
Everybody does.
What?
Everybody already does. In the form of paying taxes. And this says we will set a new principle that we will punish.
Is that right?
Let me finish.
Karl Rove is saying the working-class Americans don't pay taxes.
Let Karl finish, and then I'll give you a chance.
Juan, this establishes a new principle that we will more heavily tax savings and investment at a time when the country needs to have more savings and investment, and we will do so in a way that will generate $47 billion over the next decade when the president wants to spend $47 trillion, which is 47,000 billions of dollars. It is not a real answer. And Romney has laid out a concept for comprehensive tax reform. The president has not. He's laid out a gimmick that can't even get a vote in the Democrat House of the Democrat Senate Finance Committee.
All right. Karl Rove and Juan Williams back and forth. Here's radio host Peter Hong talking about Jeb Bush. Jeb's been talking a lot lately about the extremism in the Republican Party, and suggests here that Ronald Reagan couldn't even get nominated these days.
This is probably one of the dumbest questions you can ask anyone in politics. And what I would compare it with is if you're talking about sports and they say, well, you know, you look at someone like LeBron James, or Magic Johnson, how would they have played against each other? Or how would they have played against Bill Russell? How would, you know, trying to place current figures into the historical landscape by trying to compare a player against a player. And in all honesty, you know, that doesn't make sense, because you have to judge in the same way you have to judge sports, you know, people in athletes in their time. You have to judge politics in their time. I mean, you know, as we discussed before, 6 weeks is a lifetime in politics, and just in the 2 year cycles that we talk about. I mean, that's an absolute eternity. And so to sit there and say, you know, well, Ronald Reagan, couldn't get nominated in today's Republican Party, I think totally takes the discussion out of context. I mean, what you have to ultimately look at is Reagan in his time, Reagan in the late 70s, Reagan in the 80s, and what he accomplished. Now, if you want to look at different types of characteristics about Ronald Reagan, for example, you know, could someone, you know, one of the great strengths about Ronald Reagan, one of the things that have been a lasting thing about Ronald Reagan is the fact that he was able to instill confidence in times of crisis.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people will view to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Not sure whether Mondays tend to be more subtle or not. It's pretty dramatic stuff, some of the things we get out of the Sunday morning talk programs, and then responses from various talk radio hosts about the issues of the day. The Jerry Sandusky trial, much on the minds of people who do sports talk radio programs, but also general interest talk as well. Here's radio host Terry Gilbert with Christy Murphy, who's a clinical director from Child Help, about the large number of people in the Sandusky case who waited for so many years before admitting they knew something bad was going on between Sandusky and a number of children at Penn State.
We have a whole laundry list, Christy, of adults and people in the position of authority that could have done something, that saw things, knew things, and they looked the other way. Why do people do this? Is it this love of football, love of sports, love of coaching? What is going on?
Unfortunately, what's happened here is not all that uncommon. I see this case. It doesn't always hit the media, but this situation I hear about literally every single day, to where children tell people that they've been abused and no one listens. This happens every single day. Unfortunately, in this case, because the abusers were high profile, they were in very much power positions, no one listened. And it's not uncommon for them not to be heard and for them not to be believed, because the normal layperson or a jury member, for that matter, does not believe that someone in such a high power position or someone who is such a positive community member could do such a horrific thing. And we're in denial, to be honest. A lot of community members, neighbors, they're in denial of something.
One could look at this and say, all these people couldn't have been in denial. Not that I'm undermining what you're saying. I think they were in denial. I think they were in shock. But one could also look at it and say, oh, wait a minute, not all these people. It must have been some kind of a conspiracy to protect Sandusky, to protect Penn State, to protect football, to protect Joe Paterno and others. Do you think some of them might have conspired to just say, well, we can't bring the whole house of cards down?
It could be. It could be people like wanting to protect him and wanting to protect the Association of Football and what Penn State stood for. It could absolutely be that, yes.
800-510-8255. Love of football causes this kind of stuff to happen. You agree with that statement? Here's radio host Daryl Parks talking about the large number of people who are still trying to protect Penn State.
On TV show after TV show, expert after expert, lawyer after lawyer, reporter after reporter, they seem to apologize for Penn State and also apologize for Joe Paterno. They also will not broadcast or provide the testimony of the victims. This morning I'm going to read from the grand jury report and some of the things that, some of the items, the testimony that was in the courtroom this past week. I can't put this any simpler. Joe Paterno was not a good man. You have these experts getting on TV and they apologize for the guy. Oh, he was a great man. And this is the one that got me. Joe Paterno was a good Catholic. No, he wasn't. He wasn't a good Catholic. When premeditated child rape is taking place and you know about it, you are not a good Catholic. Is that clear enough? When you have the choice to do what is right and you choose not to do what is right, you are not a good Catholic. In fact, you're not even a good human being, because religion has very little to do with choosing to do the right thing. In the case of Mike McQueary, who at the time was a graduate assistant, the 28-year-old who walked in on a child rape, he chose to slam a locker. He chose to leave. He chose to call his dad. This is a former football player. I don't care how big Jerry Sandusky was as he was raping a child. A good person, their first reaction would be to intervene, grab the guy, and beat the hell out of him. That is what a good person does. A coward slams a locker, puts his sneakers away, and leaves and calls dad. That's what a coward does. These people aren't good people. When they should have done the most, they did the least.
That's a food for thought in that commentary, huh? Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stiffin. 59 past the hour.
There is